Speaking of light at the end of the tunnel, we got Kristen Smith of the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce here in the studio. How are you doing? You had to Uber here?
I thought I was going to have to use a ride-sharing app. I had to borrow a car.
Is this a lack of gas?
I've used Chapel Hill Transit this week.
Yes.
I've carpooled with people. I've walked home. So there's lots of alternative modes of transportation that I'm experiencing.
But, can we emphasize the importance of living in a walkable town? Can we just use this as the excuse?
Yes, it reinforces like the importance of transit-oriented development and how if we're in a situation like this, it made me look up nextbus.com and see when the D bus was going to come by and take me to work. So it's an opportunity, I think, for all of us to think about what does alternative transportation or what does transit look like for each of us in our commute. And not everybody can do it, but I feel fortunate to live in a community where it's an option.
And I guess it does get people thinking about it or looking at it or considering that option where they might not have before. And maybe you've got some people who are riding the bus this week who are thinking, hey, maybe this is an option that I can take on a regular basis instead of getting in the car and commuting.
And I'm one of them. I know that Chapel Hill Transit and Go Triangle have seen ridership numbers change when gas prices increase. Now, this is something totally different, but it's certainly having an impact. Actually, I was at the employer breakfast for the county's job fair this morning, and a few speakers were unable to attend because they were state employees, and the governor has said non-essential travel. They couldn't get in their fleet car, so it's really made an impact, and I think it's an opportunity. I think for all of us to think about our commute and think about our footprint. So
I laughed there for a second because the HB2 situation has gotten bad when even the governor of North Carolina is banning non-essential state travel to North Carolina.
I guess we're at that place.
So. Oh, he says it's about the gas shortage, but you know. All right. I got Kristen Smith here from the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. You mentioned the job meeting that you went to.
Yes, so tardy because I was using an alternative form of transportation, but glad to be here. The rain did not stop more than 80 employers coming to the county's job fair, and I don't know how many job seekers they saw, but that was from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And we just try to talk about how we can be a resource to employers. So you can always find chamber member job postings at carolinachamber.org/jobs. And also we are a partner in workinthetriangle.com. That's an effort out of Wake County Economic Development. But anyone who has a job posting in Wake, Durham, or Orange counties can post at workinthetriangle.com. We've got another career fair coming up.
Nice.
Triangle Apartment Association, actually talking about living in a walkable community and the growth of multifamily development. We're actually seeing that have an impact on needing to hire people to staff these multifamily developments. So the Triangle Apartment Association is having a career fair September 29th and 30th. These are positions that include groundskeepers, maintenance technicians, supervisors, leasing consultants, managers, and more. So on September 29th, and if you miss the county job fair and you're interested in property management, there are some opportunities for you at the Triangle Apartment Association career fair, which will be both the evening of September 29th and the morning of September 30th.
And having lived in, I think, just about every apartment complex in the Chapel Hill Carborough, Southwest Durham area, I know a lot of people that I've interacted with at apartment complexes who are property managers who love it. Like, they really enjoy that job.
We're really excited. Three of the chamber's members will be there. Eller Residential, Grub Properties, and Northwood Raven. Eller is actually hiring for three different positions: maintenance technician, assistant community manager, and leasing consultant. And you can see those job postings at carolinachamber.org/jobs.
Cool. And that's September 29th and 30th. Where again?
It's going to be in Raleigh. It'll be, I have the address, but you can find out more at Triangle Apartment, APT, Association, ASSN.org.
Cool. So. All right. So speaking with Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce's Kristen Smith with a short and sweet business beat. And speaking of businesses, we got jobs opening. We've also got businesses opening and reopening as well, including
reopening in new locations. I don't think I will ever be able to top Chapel Hill Pilates opening in Carborough, but I'm really excited about Chicle Language Institute is celebrating their new location. Their new location is at 109 Connor Drive, Suite 2200. This is, they are a 17-year-old business that has provided translation services and interpretation services to the international community, and you can take classes there, and they have a new location, and we'll be celebrating with them Thursday from 4:30 to 7 p.m. Find out more at our website, carolinachamber.org.
There have been quite a few openings and reopenings and ribbon cutting ceremonies and things like that. Chronic Tacos and Meadowmont just had theirs over the weekend, right?
Over the weekend on Sunday, I got to go out, and our scissors are getting a great workout, but Chronic Tacos is really exciting. On Sunday, for the first 50 in line, you could get a free taco, and the first 25 in line could get a free taco a week for a year. Had some delicious tostada, but check them out at Meadowmont. We were excited to celebrate them. Also excited to celebrate Brain Balance Achievement Center, which opened on Wednesday at Rams Plaza, part of the Ephesus Fordham Growth and Redevelopment.
Yeah, and that's a really cool place. And we were able to talk with the founder of Brain Balance, who came in all the way from, I think, Colorado to be at that ribbon cutting. And he was at the event at the Friday Center later that evening. And I was just talking with him. It's such a really enlightening experience about what they do there.
I'm kind of jealous they have a Lego wall. Like, they have a gym.
Yeah.
Because the idea is, like, exercising both sides of the brain. And there's a place where you do more academic exercises and a place where you do more kinesthetic.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. And they have
my college roommate was a kinesiology major, which exists as a thing apparently.
Imagine if your whole walls were actually a Lego wall, and so it was.
That's awesome.
I know. I was kind of jealous, but check them out: Brain Balance Achievement Center in Rams Plaza, part of many of the businesses opening and celebrating new locations. So
you can always
find out more about our ribbon cuttings and grand openings at carolinachamber.org/events.
So check that out online anytime. carolinachamber.org is the website if you want just more information about the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. We've got Kristen Smith here in the studio. And before we let you go, we've got a big trip coming up, don't we?
We are Boulder bound this Sunday. I won't be able to talk to you next Wednesday because I'll be on the Southwest flight back, but we're taking more than 80 participants, community and business leaders to Denver, Colorado and Boulder, Colorado. I'm really excited to see what we're going to learn about transit, economic development, placemaking, and how they both engage students in a college town and also build workforce and affordable housing in a high-cost market. So you can follow along on social media at #ICV2016, and we're really excited. And I'm hoping that Margot Lesser and others will be able to talk to you on the air next week.
We'll set that up on Monday and Tuesday, so we'll be able to have constant updates over the course of the week. So I'm looking forward to it.
So I'm sad to miss the short and sweet business beat, but and sad that
I'm sorry to miss the trip. I'm not going to be able to make it.
I know. Yeah. We will miss you, but we're excited and looking forward to bringing lots of lessons back with us.
Next go around when it's in Honolulu, I'll join you there, right?
We'll put that on the list, but this trip was stretching it. So, looking forward to the trip and looking forward to talking about it more on WCHL.
It's going to be a lot of fun. All right, carolinachamber.org is the chamber's website. Go there and find out more information about job listings, events, more information about the inner city visit if you want to get more before the big group goes on Sunday. They'll be gone until Wednesday. Kristen Smith, enjoy the trip, and thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Aaron.